outside. Some of the people in the president's office to put them in the letter. I don't want their call. I don't want you to come to their call to see your message.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say that in the director's committee, they actually identified some issues that we as the MC jointly were there can actually help joint meetings, because sometimes they call an institution and then we afterwards call the same institution. They actually mentioned and the chairperson Comrade Jean has actually said that we actually write a message. And I also spoke to the deputy chief about the attendance of the members. And we will be writing a report and send it to his office so that he can assist us. Perhaps if he can summon those members, speak to them, well, his business. But really, we cannot continue like this. People are there 1 minute and gone the next. Monday to Friday is a working day, whether we like it or not. Anywhere, go to private business, go anywhere. Monday to Friday is a working day. And I know there are members who have got connecting flights and whatever. But what do they have done in a case where they are working for private business and they got to be there on Friday? I really think it's unacceptable that we should actually be having this problem of attendance of members. Thank you.
I think that we need to just allocate most of our time today trying to prepare something of which we can do or
understand or get. what can be done to attract them? That is very important. Because there, first things first, attendance comes before everything that we can, who are here to discuss. Because we need to help them with us. And that which is something simple, since they can die of them. Because as we were saying, which is written, it's an old story. Yes. Just, you know, because now, how do we make them understand that Friday is a working day, irrespective of the appointment that we only have? Because what I know, I don't think that there is a
we have got with an apology for Chelsea, Mrs. Villanaldo, which is the kindly creator of apology on behalf of the Chinese people. She will not be able to attend the above. I hereby send that one to an apology that you will change. I hereby send that an apology that I will not be that is what the case is the because Mama was great that here and here they go and see and they are all not ambitious at all. I hereby send a microphone. already demanded. I hereby said that my dear policy is for the Abbas for 1987 by the directive of honor of the IGN, to conduct the investigation of the by direction of honorable MP by direction of honorable MP
when I look at the minutes of Wednesday meeting, the Tuesday meeting, when was the meeting Tuesday? We're 30. And I think we can't hold our meeting on lunchtime from 1 to 2. You know? We won't finish any business of the meeting because it's only 1 hour meeting we finish. I think a Friday is a proper day that we can hold our meeting for. We'll meet from 9 to 13 hours. But if you can say you'll call a meeting just for a lunchtime meeting, we'll discuss anything. Even the problem of the committee, we'll discuss it in the meeting at lunchtime. Now, really, this apology, my proposal would be the whip and the secretary, maybe the chairperson, or maybe then you've got the meeting management, a meeting, you must discuss especially the attendance of the committee members, and maybe after the, you know,
to the committee members to remind them of the importance of this meeting, because really there are so many issues that the women must discuss. But I will see the seriousness of the women who are members of this committee. You can't say the 1 o'clock meeting to 2. You don't even start at 1, maybe start at 1 o'clock. That means we'll have 8 minutes meeting. I'm not sure what the issue is.
Now, I thank you.
If I may ask, how many are we in London? I just wonder if we are saying, because we are here to represent the people that have elected us to come to help, and we have a duty to go back and report. And women are active in our provinces, districts, you name them. Here is a member of parliament who can never report to them something ebambekayo. I mean, uzikhulumela okwakhe, okungakhulunywa la ephalamenti. Yes, ukhuluma kwakhe masor uyakhiyetheza iyori. Ngoku, why? Because abathatheki leli komiti. And when you know when the first hair rises, she stands and tells those innocent people that I'm serving in a very important committee in parliament. And then the poor women are just forced to respect her, and yet she's bringing nothing tangible, valuable to them, because doesn't get the information from this important. Remember, when we go out on oversight, you know? Yes, and you know, there's a touch that we collect from those women outside. They, you know, there's a touch. Complaints and what and what and what. Fine. But now, what is the good of you being very active to go to all of that, but you don't attend at all? You know, as you say, you are not doing anyone a favor here. You are doing yourself. But you must go back and report to your constituency. It's very important. There comes 16 days of activism. And there's a lot about women these days. Women are the babuilala. You know? But now I'm surprised we don't realize that as women in this National Assembly, this we're long getting. But now I really don't. As Mundu has just said that, what can you do with that million? It's hardly an hour, of course. It is hardly an hour. There's nothing that you can do. Or the afternoon. What about the afternoon?
We should be rejoicing.
I am also a complete.
Yes, I know.
When did this domestic violence, you know, human trafficking, child abuse, welfare, care, teachers and the like. You know, which is good, we feel good as women from this parliament, but only if really can start looking at each closely. Let me just say, Umam Ziyala, from today, and here, Claire Charlie, at the studio, right? And the next one, and if they were here, but now, unfortunately, they are not here, but I still feel there should be a meeting called, just specially for the attendance. Maybe that's 1 hour one. And nothing else down to it. It should just be specially to talk about the attendance and respect. Maybe it can bring some effect.
Thank you. Did she apologize or just disappear?
No, I think she was taking out of
Thank you.
Now I'm trying to read them out because I want to give you the technical message. Ms. M. Ricci raised the issue of attempted equity to add that it was a vital statement from fighting for women's rights to the student committing a statement of education to students from the North. They have an attempted. Well, this one of my people to me is problematic, I don't know. But I have raised with the meeting with the study officer that it should be reconsidered. But the one that says Friday must be reconsidered to accommodate those who have to be appointed to this college. In that meeting because it's a working day, right? That's what we're talking about now. And the one of the Honorable Christina, who was that original content, Honorable Melissa?
Chairperson, I was saying that person who said it was the one about Friday, that's the one that was coming.
Yeah, it's here. No, I said, speaking out of the word action, I'm responding that you have action there. Actually, what should have happened? I'm just saying, Honorable Kate. I think our training in our liberation movement, or other kinds of content, that in each and every issue that we have here, it's not correct that you come and sit here and come apologies, what. We forget about the minutes and we hide them and come with them some other time. We should start practicing what we do in the organization and attend to meetings and do them there and then and adopt them if you adopt them for us. So that we don't have this extra job that we need them to. We are creating more work for ourselves. Now that's what we are trying to do here on our protection. So that we can see quickly and also to allay the fears of the new secretary. She must know that she's working Nalusen Baba. No, that we agree with their minutes. Yeah, I think this is more of this, my dear. So whatever I you last year. So you can have your whole field to know. So what I'm saying, we must come up with, we don't want to call it matters arising, because I know my organization is tired about that. So I said, issues to be actioned, maybe. Yeah, we can say that. So we come out what should have happened, because I met with her, and identified, because I was trying to put her online, on this line, and I then should have had another page next time. That has already isolated the issues that should be actioned. So we just deal with them, and agree on them. That's what I'm trying to do here. So, in essence, we are agreeing on everything.
I'm just sorry that I'm going back to you. As you keep on saying, those who are there, and you are very right. That's the language. So that other people. I remember on, when was it? Was it Tuesday? When we met the 1 o'clock. The secretary phoned me. I promised to be coming. I woke up at 4. I went to the airport. I was there before 6 because I knew there was this 1 o'clock meeting. When I got there, the ticket was canceled. Those tickets when we went to Power, the Continental Conference. Exactly. When I got there, the tickets were not there. It was canceled. Can you imagine waking up at 4? I had to go back home. It was such a terrible day for me. I had to, and at the same time, I had no tickets for the first time. Well, I was anticipating that my tickets were. Then I was just requested to go and buy a ticket to be here.
the meeting was on, and it couldn't even come just for me to say, write me an apology to. It was such a mess. Yes, and I reported to you. But I was just saying.
Chair, thanks. Even if I wasn't there, I would say I'll adopt this, but we need to beef up, put more flesh on the skeleton, particularly on the abuse of women that led to the molestation of that young lady who takes the rank. Making a statement to me that I think the charge is to be laid, and this commitment is that I don't know which chance we should use. Because you've got CCTVs around you, honestly. I think they can even point out the perpetrator. The end? Okay. And then we know our people like to shine on TV. I would also request that those who are very vocal about this, particularly the 16 days of activism. Okay, 365. Yeah, but they have to be to ensure that these people are given a sentences of fine, and ensure that they attend these meetings, as Masbigala and yourself have been saying. What the use of people who are from China, I'm sorry to use that, on certain dates, on days. I understand about men, but particularly women. They will single out three women who actually started this thing in the abuse of women from the 50s then. Now, the people have joined the bandwagon, but only on certain days. Special women. I don't think that's right, Chairperson. Because if you don't say this thing, or I feel about it, bah, is not right. Yes, in Parliament. I'm talking about women in Parliament, starting from the minister. Sometimes they sacrifice their time and say, Chairperson, who James, we want to attend your meeting at least for 45 minutes on Friday to say something around their committee. Or see, yes, you see, sometimes I just want in, assistance, women are going to build houses, and etc. Then on that day, you see women having gloves on for their manicure and all that, so that they shouldn't be doing them, going to shine in front of the cameras because... No, I must say, that's good, Chairperson. That's very good. But the way they explain our conversation and use it for special, I don't think that's right. They have to beef up this committee, irrespective of their members or not. They must come in, put it, we are with you, but you don't have much time. That's important. As you said, Comrade Muntu was alone with the department. But what does that reflect to the community? Yes. So I'm sorry, Shekhar, that if I'm out of order, I need. But I feel as a man, Kizila, women should have to be more vigilant on this issue. Thank you.
Because I remember I was sitting in this meeting on Tuesday and I said to the committee, the SANTAGO, the national body of sex association, their meeting transport on Wednesday. We had that meeting. I raised it in the committee, the thing, molestation of this girl, a sex rank, and especially today to the president of SANTAGO in the committee. And they promised that they make sure those cultures by abortion and they make sure about the taking that prayer. You know that it is not true. Taking that prayer, I also follow up. But let me say it was not the first time in Zagana in Australia, you know? But they say they are apologizing to the women of South Africa. Not in the committee, in this committee. You know? I think in the media, national media, the SANTAGO on behalf of all the associations, because they are in the national body, they must apologize. But we need the SANTAGO in this committee to come. But I'm not concerned about the voice out in Engayabo to the committee because, you know, a brother called Abu Matena, really going to Abu Mama Tena, you know, Abu Baba Gubay Baba Abu Bokal, who will enter them because he is not using the Abu Mama, you know, Abu Baba Gubay Baba Franz, who will listen to the thing is wrong, you know, because to be honest, it's a thing that we say. That's not our culture, you know. It's by an angel of tea, it is good. Culture is not bad, but an angel is nice. And my thing would say, how can women, they are vocal against then they would say, ask me, how to dress, you know. That's the thing, you see. I'm a good girl, you could imagine other women by could imagine, I think they don't call her. We need to call it a time to this meeting, you know? Is the word is the end I am a concert with the Chukirana Garana.
Yes,
this committee, yes, Parliament.
Thank you.
want to go into the work. There's something in order to say I'm going to go into the work. There's something where you have to lay on your AM regular once they change you.
So we have to encourage the Baba to work. But Abatar and Baba isolated, put Baba Nigel and Makui saying, oh, but I never jump over the other house, the Matli Bula or Magicina, as a show need to organize. We're not respecting our own children. So we better say that our men in the hostel should isolate, identify, and shame, blame and shame these people. It should be a statement. So, I'm not saying this, I'm just giving a comment, I see, Mama. So, Chairperson, through again. So, I would request that if we have an organization for hostel dwellers, if it is a national one, or maybe a rep, or a statement, we have to do that, but we shouldn't mix the two. Because that is about my take, but I want to participate in the law. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Later, then the two days
Because most of the time they are certain courses led children were denied of. For example, accounting, engineering. And then I think the focus is only on boys. And this committee must ensure that the girl child must be given a priority, and the government must come in to assist and boost, particularly the girl child, with bubbles of finger, so that we can balance on those professions. We were lagging on that, and then as I'm talking now, I mean, I'm going with my boy, we talk, I'm going with my boy, the engineer. What about the child? Or who's overfull by nurse or a teacher? Or just some students in that day, I balance. So we need to balance. If you're talking about gender balance, let's ensure where we are lacking. That means the government focus on young ladies, so that particularly the HDI, whose babas who balance, school may be balanced, school may be education, or else this country will always import expertise. And are doing that. We have to import and export. And export and unemployment.
Chair,
think we should emphasize, because Comrade Mamumalo, if I get my first correct, what is it? I'm a forensic testing the threshold. And I don't think that's right. We should at least each province give a satellite. Yes. So that we an efficiency on this test. And I'm worried as we into CSS, no biasness with and then if Omuto Saka that blue like my van, it will take 6 years. And if it's somebody else, all of a sudden within the week's time Sebana is resolved. And if you reach and then investigations are put down, but just like that, the perpetrator will be apprehended in a week's time. Prisons like myself will take years. So I would suggest that this committee put an emphasis that this thing in Awayama provinces, this forensic laboratory should be established in KZN and all 9 provinces, particularly provinces Labune, a lot of population, Labune chances of this atrocity. Jabonga Chetan.
Umzali akakhaleli ukuboshwa nokudobhejela. Into yokuqala ucabanga ukuthi uzoba sodomani, and after that you know what happened.
I think we should definitely refer that because we can be from the community that are affected. Yeah, the like OSW or they come to our they must send the reporting time so that we can go through them and actually have some questions ready for them. And I think what you said about the protection order, that sometimes women use this protection order actually now to abuse the men. But you find situations where the wife will take the protection order and tomorrow the husband also goes to the protection order. So there should be a time when we just sit down and try to assess whether this protection order has still got value or whatever. Because now it is used actually to abuse other people. And then coming to the percentages of crime, I think we should insert that when they write percentages, it should be percentages equal to such a figure. Because percentages can be very misleading. Yeah. They can be very misleading. If they say crime has gone down in Western states, they should be able to say so many, they should give us a figure and not a percentage. I think that, and the money that is spent, very important that we actually evaluate the money spent with the output. Because sometimes towards the end of the financial year, departments just spend money so that we should get out of the way. So that they should not have that, what do they say? They shouldn't have that extra money rolled over. They don't, so that they can't have all their money. They should be said that they have spent all their money. Or spend on what? Maybe on irrelevant things. So we should also look at whether their objectives, have they achieved their objectives, have they spent this money in a way that actually advantageous to the department or the case just sent so that you should get out of the way. And one point that is actually very disturbing in the court maintenance, where you still find women standing long queues, and what is actually even worse is that there are millions and millions of rand lying in the court, unclaimed money. Husbands have paid in money, but the people who actually claim the money, who were supposed to come and claim the money, don't come because the poor woman was going there so many times finding no money and then she gives up. And we just went to give up that money. We remember the Sison Law project that the minister was there in the Western Cape, where they were actually going around, where they were going around and trying to trace all these people who have got this maintenance money. And some of the women were given thousands of rand. And I think we should actually research to find out how much money is left. How much money is in the kitty of the maintenance. Because there's thousands of rand just lying there. Meanwhile, there are children out there suffering hunger. And then the
the justice system has actually started the e-court. These e-courts are actually minimizing the fight, which actually are changed with the loss of documents or files. They can no more say a file is lost, but they are actually now starting, I think, a few months back in 2007. And we should actually find out how far are they and what have they done so far. How many courts have actually been provided with the system, which is actually very good, because at the press of a button, they can actually tell a woman whether the money is there or not there. They don't need to come and send you. They actually even suggested that they are going to use SMS. Once money has been paid in, automatically SMS will go to the owner and say your money has been paid in. Go and check it at the bank or post office or wherever she normally collects the money. Thank you, Chef.
And then that discusses his name to go and report when these women are abusing them, because who might be to himself. We have to be probably guilty to the radio. I really don't know how that one can be treated. Thank you. know what? The state will be doing lots of things. Yeah, but in some of the days, you know, these letters to see this day, not yet to the
I think we have got a lot of work to do. That is education. Because happy families will actually produce happy children. And those happy children will be the leaders of tomorrow. Now, if we have these families that are abusive, whether the husband or the wife or whatever, what is our nation, what is our future, the future of our nation really going to be? I think there is a lot of education that needs to be. Because in a house, it's a respect. The husband needs to respect the wife and the wife needs to respect the husband. And there needs to be love. But there is no such thing where there are certain families that you can identify where this is the case. But I really think we need to, not only us, but as the Honorable Mabena said, right from the baby stage, or let me say right from pregnancy, when the woman is pregnant, education should already be there. That child should be treated the same as the boy. And they should, those children should know that they should respect each other. And if you respect yourself and you respect your husband, it's obvious other people will respect you. But if you don't respect yourself, nobody will respect you. And really, we should actually bring back that opportunity to our nation. We have got lost somewhere. We've got a regeneration program. I don't know whether it's still exists.
Yeah,
so maybe we shouldn't give up. Let us just try. Even those abusive husbands or abusive wives, let us talk to them. You might think that you are talking to one person, but eventually you'll find that one person has caused the nation. Thank you.
But when I was young, every day I had a good time. Okay.
But, yeah, come on, if you look at the